people.
Real people.
Real talk.
Real talk.
But in a fun way. Because, hey, life can't always be so serious. Broadcasting from New Mexico, this is the Young Excellence Podcast.
What was that? You seem like you had a lot to say during the intro sound. What was going on?
Oh, I didn't say anything.
I don't know. You sounded like you were making fun of our intro.
I am.
Well, what do you... I don't know. Ever since we made it, I feel like you don't really like it that much. And I kind of liked it at first, but now it's starting to get a little bit old every time I hear it.
I know.
So what do you really think about it now?
I just don't like it.
What about
because
it?
A,
because it doesn't... Like, what
in
is
a
it?
Fun way. Because A...
Okay, so whenever scary. I was making it, I didn't know what the hell to tell the guy to do. So I was like, okay, we'll just do this. And it sounds cool on paper, but I don't know. It sounded cool at first, I have to admit.
Yeah, it did.
But now it's gotten a little bit old.
Yeah.
I kind of outgrew that one. Not growth-wise, but like maturity-wise.
Yeah.
But how's your week been? This week's been flying by. It seems like we were just recording.
I feel like it went by slow.
I almost got in a car accident yesterday.
When?
Baby, have you not been listening to me?
Yeah, you said you know, were going slow you know we and have you to were
over,
okay.
You know we have to over-exaggerate
oh
everything. You know damn well I didn't almost get an accident, but the people need to, they want to make it think that I got into an accident yesterday.
Tell us.
Well, I got caught in a snowstorm and my dumbass thought everybody was over-exaggerating.
Yeah, I told him to come home like at 5 and he's like, I'm fine.
I thought everybody was over-exaggerating and everybody wasn't, and I was scared shitless. I was literally driving and my foot was shaking on the pedal. And I was so scared. And the funky semis would just fly by and not even give a shit about you. And I don't know, I straight up thought, like, there was times when the car would start sliding and I thought I was going to die. For real, for real. And so I asked Charlene this morning, and I'm like, what would you do if last night... Don't even give me that look. Last night, I was like, what would you do if last night... you got a call or something that I was in a bad accident and I was
the
in the hospital.
The dumbest question to ask somebody.
I actually asked her. I was like, what would you do if I died yesterday after getting into a car accident? I know I shouldn't joke because everybody knows that it's my fear. Car accident's my fear, but you have to make light of a serious situation.
No.
Yeah.
Like, why? Imagine if it's like, imagine if I just can't. Well, imagine, what would you do if I got stabbed at work?
Well, it's the same thing. Just like the stories you told me about your training when that one person... Didn't you say that they had, like, they pulled a gun on the male lady or something?
Yeah, that's
when you went for
said.
Your training? Yeah. Once you told me that, I kind of set in expectations for what could happen.
In Albuquerque, not in here in Vegas.
You never know. Have you seen the shit that's been going on? Shit's been going crazy lately.
I don't know.
Whole world, not even just here. But what would you do? What would you do?
I don't even want to answer that question.
Why not?
Because it's not even a question to be answered.
Well, sometimes I just want to hear that you care about me that much.
Jaden, you already know I care about you. Those are dumb questions to ask.
I know. What would you do if you got stabbed at work?
Well, what I do?
Yeah.
I don't know. Lay there. Hopefully somebody will find me.
Just like when you fell.
I got up.
I know. I know you got up. Sometimes I just like to make fun of you.
Speaking of going hurt at work, today is 2 months and my leg's been broke.
2 months already?
Yeah.
I know, I keep remembering when it first happened, and it was like right when I first started, and it seems like it's gone by quick because I kind of blank out that one time. It seemed like a blur when you were like just here at home. It seemed like you got hurt and then you like...
blink of an eye.
You started working again and it just flew by.
Yeah.
But I don't know if you listened because... At work, you've been listening to the podcast and stuff, I think, right? Have you still been listening? I don't know if you listened to Lights Out podcast last Friday.
I was trying to listen to the vampire one.
Yeah. Okay. So did you listen to all of it?
No, because I get distracted.
Okay. So mainly what the podcast was about these teenagers and they, there's this one guy, he's like the crazy guy and he's like, Josh, he's like telling a story about how this guy's like crazy and stuff. And at his school, he met this friend that also wanted to be like a vampire thing.
Yeah.
But there was two differences. The one, that guy, the crazy guy, wanted to take it too far being a vampire. Uh-huh. And the other guy was like, oh, I just want to like pretend to be a vampire. Like the thought is funny, like dressing up, cosplaying and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And the other guy like wanted to take it serious. So they would drink blood. They actually... they would get puppies and stuff. This is graphic. If you actually like, if you listen to it and you get kind of grossed out, but he would get like puppies or stray dogs or one time. Okay, let me finish that sentence. He would get puppies and stray dogs, and they would kill him, and they would drain all the blood and drink from the dogs.
Disgusting.
And one time they went to an animal adoption agency thing, and they let out all the dogs, and they let out the big adult dogs right away. But the puppies, they let them run around, and they killed them. They would behead them, and they would drain the blood out and drink it.
Yeah.
And so when the cops found it, they're like, what the fuck happened? They're like, why is all the blood drained from the dogs? And so I think one of them, his friends or whatever, ratted out on him. So instead of dogs, they wanted to take a little bit higher.
To humans.
So one of the girls that was in the in their vampire group or whatever,
yeah,
she got, I'm guessing, I didn't hear this part, but I'm guessing she got into a fight or a disagreement with their parents. And she was like, oh, we'll go do this to them. They didn't think they were being serious. So they went, and one of them was supposed to kill the mom or whatever, and one was supposed to kill the dad.
Yeah.
And so the crazy guy, he didn't have a weapon. And so he sneaks into the garage, and he finds a crowbar, and he like brutally murders both of them, like smashes like where their brain pieces and their skulls like everywhere. I know this is graphic, and you can pause or skip past this part, but he like kills him. And when I was listening to that at work, I was like, what the fuck? I was like, I need to put this down so we could talk about this on the podcast. Yeah. And he was a teenager at the time. I think he was 16.
Yeah.
And at the, like towards the end, he's still in jail, I think, but he's like, all his friends.
Isn't he awaiting death row?
Yeah, he was gonna, I think, gonna be the first teenager that was gonna be committed to the death penalty.
Yeah.
But I think they took it off of him, and now he's just serving life in jail. And all the other ones, like his accomplices and stuff.
Well, how many life sentences did he get?
I'm guessing 2 for the 2 murders.
Because I thought that when you serve life,
I thought die it was in life. Jail. Yeah.
But no, it's like 25 years. It's only 25
years.
Ridiculous.
I know, when I first saw that, I was like, I thought you like life means like you just like whatever life you have left, you just wasted in there.
Yeah.
But there's like a certain amount. I wonder how that number came.
Me too.
Where they got 25 years is life. I don't know what that means. But yeah, I think 2 maybe. I don't remember that part.
I know you can like serve like I sentence you to 110 years. Yeah.
No, I mean, he deserves it for the crazy shit. Like, the way he was describing it, it sounds crazy as fuck. The only, like, before he got to the brutal part and all that stuff, the way I imagine it, you remember that Vine on TikTok where it was like, oh, I'm a wolf. And he, do you remember it? And he's like, woo. Like, he's like, barking. Do you remember that?
Yeah.
It's fun. That's all I could think of, because that's what I imagine they look like.
That reminds me of, like, a case I was listening to this week with Kendall. Mm-hmm. And okay, so it was the wife and husband in 1995, and they had just adopted a little girl.
Mm-hmm.
And the wife, she ended up, this guy broke into the house, and he was like hitting her over the head with a hammer. So the husband shot the guy
mm-hmm.
in the head. And he calls 911. He's like, oh my God, you need to get here, my wife. And they're like, well, and he's like, I shot the perpetrator and stuff. And they're like, they're like, well, sir, are they alive? And he's like, I don't know. He's making weird noises. Hangs up the phone. Calls them back. Or they call him. And he's like, you need to get here right away. Please hurry, hurry.
Yeah.
Okay, so that happens. 3 months later, he marries this nanny that they mm-hmm. had. So he marries the nanny. The wife has a best friend that's like, what the fuck? Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
Come to find out, the time that the wife died, he was cheating on his wife with the wife's best friend.
The nanny or whatever.
No.
So the
nanny,
the girl.
Nanny and the best friend are 2 different girls.
Oh.
So he marries the nanny, but he was having an affair with the best friend.
Yeah.
And he actually killed the wife.
Mm.
So there was this guy that the wife, she had gone to Florida to see her family. And the taxi driver or the service that took her to the family's house was like being really weird with her. So she told her husband. So this husband was like, perfect opportunity.
Yeah.
It's like, we'll get him here. Say he attacked her
mm-hmm.
and we'll kill him. So the best friend knew about this.
So the best friend or who was planning to kill him? The police? The
husband.
Oh, the husband was planning to kill which one? The best friend or the nanny?
The wife. Oh, the husband, okay. Wife died.
I'm losing track, but
this he is marries how she the planned. Nanny.
Yeah.
Okay, he marries the nanny, but he was having an affair with the best friend.
Yeah. Okay. So now the nanny's the wife.
Yeah. So what really happened was that, so the wife went down to Florida. She had a weird taxi driver. So the husband's like, perfect idea. We'll get him down here. Say he's attacking my wife because he's a stalker. Mm-hmm. And, well, I'll kill her.
Yeah.
But the freaking best friend knew all along. She like knew the whole plan.
Yeah.
And everything. And she's like, oh, I just couldn't keep it to myself anymore. Seeing him marry the nanny was like my breaking point. Turns him in. I'm like, you fucking knew he's going to kill your best friend. Mm. And you just like let it happen.
That's crazy. Yeah, I thought you were going to say that the police were trying to lure him to arrest him. But then you said kill. But that's what happened with those people. The girl, the one that they killed her parents, the grandma called because they needed money because they're like fleeing across the country and stuff like that.
Yeah.
So one of the girls calls the grandma and the grandma is working with the police, but they didn't know. So they're like, all right, yeah, I'll give you the money. Just meet us at this hotel. And that's how they caught him.
It's crazy how many of those there is.
And it's crazy because like, if you think about it, most like people that try like that plan out to kill somebody, they kind of give it away on the
either whatever the call they do. To the police. Yeah,
like I don't know when it was, but I was listening to a call and the guy didn't even seem like convincing that someone broke in and killed his wife or whoever it was. And he was like, yeah, just get, I think it was the one, I don't know if we watched it, where she fell off the cliff or something.
Oh, and the one where
he was like, oh, I'm doing compressions. He has 60 beats per minute. Like all these like medical things.
They throw in extra details.
Yeah. While his wife is like dying. Why would you care about how many beats her heart is beating? Like you're just focused on trying to get the ambulance there and stuff like that.
Yeah.
People are stupid.
I know.
Like
I just saw this other one where like the wife was messaging her old high school friend. Mm-hmm. Like I guess she had a thing for him. So they were like texting back and forth and stuff, emailing back and forth. And she's like, he beats me, this and that. So she got the friend or the lover to drive down from Tennessee to Texas to kill her husband.
Really?
Yeah. And she's on national news and she's like, please find him. He has a black truck with like the sticker in the back, like a letter T. They're like, please look for that sticker. Please look for that sticker. So the police was like, oh, can we get your phone for like evidence? Like, and stuff. She's like, yeah, sure. The idiot thought if you just delete stuff off your phone, they won't find it. They pulled up all the messages and they're like, she's like, take off the T off your truck. She's like, and let's get our story straight. All kinds of bullshit.
So they both planned it together.
Yeah. To kill her husband.
Yeah. That's stupid.
I know.
People are so stupid. And I feel weird saying like, well, if you're going to kill somebody, plan it out better. But like, seriously, you should.
I don't know what people think. This happened. That one was in 2020.
Yeah.
That's crazy. Think.
But before we started recording the podcast for the past like 30 minutes, Charlene's been being kind of rude to me because I don't know. I just been in like a jokey mood trying to fight with her.
No, he pushes me. He pushes me while I'm walking.
When you say I push you, and I know to everybody else, it seems like I push you really hard.
You do.
But I only like, I don't push her. I just like guide her.
He pushes me.
I guide her and stuff like that.
He pushes me and he kicks me. And
you make it sound like I abuse you. I guide her. Like I push her, like nudge her. And when I kick her, I like fake kick her. I don't even actually kick you.
You push me.
Well, I knee you in the butt.
You kick me. That's what I do. You knee me. I'm over here falling down, and he's like, go ahead. I'm not going to help you up. I'm like, what the hell?
You bug me sometimes.
I'm just kidding. I don't fall.
You bug me sometimes.
Why?
Because just let me mess with you. Sometimes I just want to mess around with you.
But don't you understand that I'm broken?
Okay, so maybe I could take your mind off of being broken by me messing with
you. You can, because you start pushing me, and I'm like, whoa, 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 hold on, I'm going to fall.
Like, she had the decency the other day where I made burgers, and I went to the store, and
Let me tell the story.
I made burgers, and I went to the store, and I was like, oh, I'm going to get her mustard, because we don't have mustard here, and I want her, she always likes mustard on her burgers.
Yeah.
And so I actually thought of you, and so when we get there, I finish making the burgers, she gets home, and I'm making her, or she's making the burger, and she's like, we don't have mustard. And I'm like, yes, there is. There's in the fridge. And she's like, where? Good thing these silence the sound. She's like, where? And I'm like, right there. And I give it to you. I like point
that's
at,
what happened.
I point at you, and you look at me. Oh, no, no. I'm forgetting the biggest part. Okay, so I'm like, I push her a little bit.
No, he pushed me hella hard.
I like walk with her. I push her while walking her. Not where she could fall. And I'm like, it's right there. And I give her a dirty look, and she looks at me like that. And she throws a big old fish. She runs to the room. Did you go to the room?
Where can I run? Why can't you see that I run?
You can wobble your way to the room.
I went to the bathroom.
To the bathroom. And then she came back, and I was waiting for her in the room. And she's over there sitting at the kitchen table eating by herself. And I go to try and get her. And she's like, no, you're not going to make me. And so I'm pulling her. And she almost falls off the chair. And I'm like, hurry up and wobble your ass to the room.
So let me tell you what really happened. So I was on the phone with your grandma. So that's how I know I didn't even yell.
Okay, you did yell.
Being on the phone with your grandma, because I was like, oh, can you,
you're like,
me,
where?
Can you take me to work tomorrow? Thank you. And so I'm on the phone with her. I'm like, oh. And I opened the fridge. I'm like, oh, damn. I forgot we're going to have ketchup. And I was like, I don't want to make people walk all the way to his grandma's house to get me mustard.
Well, that's why I remembered for you.
So I was like, damn, I don't want to make him walk all the way to me. And I was like, baby, the mustard. And you're like, I'm over there. Go get it.
You said, where is it? Where? That's how you did. You throw attitude.
That's what happened.
That's exactly how I heard it, and I was right behind you.
No. You like to imagine these things happening, but they don't happen.
No. Uh-uh.
Uh-huh.
Nope.
Yeah.
Nope.
Whatever.
Sometimes I just want to fight you for real.
Fight me for real. I dare you. I dare you.
For real, for real.
Do something.
Like the other day, you wanted to have a wrestling
attack.
Hold
on, hold on. I'll call my brothers on you.
Oh my gosh, what are you, Anicia? Ah. See, that's perfect, because look at what you just did, and if we go, I have a clip for the podcast where you're like, oh, I don't start drama. I don't like starting drama. Not me.
Did I drop names? Did I drop names?
I drop names. But so look at what you just did.
What did I drop names? No.
You're just like, you're like, hold up. Who else do we know that does that?
Yeah, but does it? No one else knows who knows?
Well, obviously, if you know me, I'm going to say it out loud.
Well, that sounds like a you problem, not like a me problem. You start shit, not me.
You started it
first. I see an inside joke and you bring it up.
Exactly.
Exactly.
That's the fun part.
Don't be making money. Don't be saying, oh, you start shit, Charlene, because I don't. You start the shit.
You know what? You should cuss at me in Spanish. I think it's hot. Don't get weirded out. We're boyfriend. We've been together forever.
We're boyfriend and girlfriend.
You can't be grossed out and weirded out by each other.
Every time you say we're boyfriend and girlfriend, it sounds like we're playing house or something.
But yeah, it is like playing house. So you know how we're always talking about age and stuff?
Yeah.
How I'm always making fun of you for being older than me?
Yeah.
What age do you actually feel like on the inside?
Oh, let me tell you. Since I turned 24, I feel like I'm 60.
That's all she
keeps saying.
I feel
like an old lady. I feel like my prime was 22 years old. I feel like my prime's over. I hate it.
I don't think your prime's over. I think you're just like entering your prime.
Not me. I feel like I'm past.
I think the prime of everybody's, I think I told you this like years ago. I think the prime of everybody's like life is towards the end of their 20s.
Because I feel like 30s. I feel like everybody's like living their life in like 31 to 35.
I think the beginning of your 20s, it's like your time to take time and like make good decisions.
Become
and like
who you are.
Go through all the hard shit in life and all that. And then like the end of your 20s, the beginning of your 30s are like where you start to like enjoy life.
Yeah. But like I've been feeling ugly. Like, I look at my 22-year-old self, I'm like, damn.
You look the same.
So
at 22, you were working at the post office, probably like your skin and stuff looking worse. And now you're like, now
I'm still working at the post office.
But not like, you don't look as miserable as you used to.
It was hot outside. I was working in the summer.
It was hot and cold. And your hands were all chapped and your face was all red all the time.
Yeah, my eyes
I think
red.
You're striving right now. I think you would look nice with your short hair.
I think I'm
how
gonna
you
cut
used
it.
To have. I think it would look really, really nice.
I had this thing that I wasn't going to cut it because I wanted to. I was like, what if I get married?
I know you mentioned it last podcast.
Oh, really?
We already covered it.
Yeah, so I've really been wanting to cut my hair short again.
Yeah, I think you would look really, really nice. And it's starting to get like, hopefully it's summer. We've been having fucking snow and it's March already. But here in New Mexico, we can snow in, like, August, and it wouldn't even, like, bat an eye. That's how crazy the weather is here. But it's starting to get warmer, hopefully. And I think short hair would do you good.
I think so.
Yeah.
You don't like think the I'll same one it.
You did a couple years ago.
Like up to your yeah. mouth. That's a ton of inches.
I like that one a lot.
Maybe I will. I have to think about it.
Yeah. I think you could just make an appointment real quick and get like, it done.
Hey, you'll be able for Saturday?
Yeah.
You'll be like, yeah.
But not no Karen cut, though.
Oh, yeah, because I'm going to get the Karen cut.
Imagine you with a Karen cut. I couldn't even imagine what you would look like. Oh. Like, I don't even, there's names to them, huh? There's names to the type, like the Karen cuts.
Oh, the bobs.
They're like different variations of bobs.
Yeah, there's, I think that one's,
Because there's different ones. There's ones where, like, it's, like, the hair like that, and then they have, like, a big old fray on top of their head. And then there's some where it's just, like, the regular bob, or there's some where it's, like a Justin Bieber kind of hair, like the old school Justin Bieber hair.
That one would be a freaking, a frohawk
for women. Yeah, the one with, like, it's all puffed up here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So the way we cut it is just the way we cut it, but, like, the way they're going to style it is, though.
Yeah.
The Karen. Yeah, there's, like, different ones. There's,
you should get it. You should try it. Why not?
My face is too chunk.
Shararian? Carlene?
Carlene.
We could mix it.
No.
But, yeah. What age do you feel like on the inside?
I feel old. I feel like I'm at least 45.
And why is that? Because you feel all broken and stuff already?
Yeah.
I'm saying 45, like you're all broken and stuff, like you're 80 and your joints are all giving out and stuff. 45 is still pretty good.
Yeah, but I feel like...
My representation of age is a lot different than like most people.
Jane thinks that like 30's old. I'm like, sir, calm down. It's not even old.
I think of myself now. I think I even told you, we were talking about it like months ago. And I was like, it's crazy to think that when I was like a teenager or a little kid, I would look at people my age like they're old as shit. And I'm like my age now and I feel young still.
I used to like watch Disney Channel and be like, damn, like Selena Gomez is old.
It's crazy to think that some of those actors are, even the guy from Hannah Montana, her brother, he was like 40 almost during the show.
He was like 30 something.
Yeah, they're old. Like most of them are like in their mid-20s if you really think about it. Other than like, I think Miley Cyrus was like 16 or 15 when she started, right?
She was like 14.
Yeah, somewhere around there. And then Demi Lovato was pretty young too.
Yeah.
But most of them, like majority were like 20, 19. But when I used to
see them on the TV, I'm like, wow, they're like a lot older than me. And then like I get in my 20s and like Post Malone is like...
He's like your age, right?
No, he's a little bit older.
Oh.
He's like, he's younger than Justin Bieber.
We found one out yesterday where I was like, they're only 24, but I don't know who it was.
Ooh, I wonder.
I was like, I thought they were like 30.
Oh, I think that was... I think you probably must have been at work because that was not with me.
No, it wasn't at work. I think we were watching something. Oh, or maybe not yesterday, but not like some day before. Maybe this weekend.
Must have been your other girlfriend.
I don't know, maybe.
But no, like, I just been feeling old. Ever since I turned 24, I'm like, I'm over the fucking hill.
Mm. I think my age is just, I just feel like your age. Because like we've been together so long, I kind of like put myself in that age shoes. I don't look at myself as 20 years old.
Well, you're the demographic of it. You're gonna be 21. I don't see you as 20. I see you as 21.
That, I keep waiting to turn 21, and it just seems like it's going by so slow. Not so I could drink or anything, but like.
But
so,
are you gonna drink when you turn 21?
I think so. I don't know. I'm like.
See, I used to be the way you used to be. I'd be like, no. People would be like, come on, like we're here at home, like. You're almost 21. I'm like, no, like, I don't want to.
Like, I think if once I turn 21, I wouldn't drink till I'm drunk at like a club or a bar or anything.
No, you don't
because
have to.
I just don't like the idea of like being drunk out in public and like not knowing what's happening and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'd rather do it in the comfort of my home where like I know where I'm at and I know I could do whatever the hell I want to do and stuff like that.
Yeah.
But, like, I keep going back and forth between if I want to drink or not. Because, I don't know, I'm not a fan of drinking. I don't like how people get when they drink. And it bugs me. And I don't want to be a bother to anybody. Yeah, but
you can't control the people. You can only control yourself.
When you're drinking?
It doesn't matter. Yeah, when you're drinking.
Then what do you mean?
Like, okay, so you've seen me drunk. You've seen other people drunk around me. You've seen how the way they act. You've seen how the way I act.
Yeah.
When
it's not like I hate it. I don't hate how people get. It's just like... When you're like in a room with drunk people with other drunk people, I guarantee you it's probably fun. But when
I've noticed that when I get when I'm drinking like around other people, I get rowdy. But the moment we get home,
you fall asleep.
Fall asleep.
That's it. But I think, yeah, that's why I say, like, drunk people around drunk people kind of feed off each other's energy, even though you guys don't really, your mind state is kind of jumbled because of the alcohol. But I think, too, like, a sober person around drunk people, it's kind of, like, different because
you're bored.
Yeah, you're not, like, in the fun like everybody else.
You don't find what's funny, drunk people find what's funny.
That, I think that's why, like, but I would want to, like, at least
try one time. I say, like, me and you just do it here in the room, get drunk. It's gonna be so much fun.
I think one time, like, just so I know what it feels like or something.
I think I've only ever been drunk 3 times.
Yeah.
Ever.
Yeah, I think so.
I got drunk for my 21st, and then I got drunk once for my cousin's wedding, and I got drunk for my other cousin's wedding.
Yeah.
I got plastered.
Even on your 21st, you got plastered, remember?
I got plastered for my 21st.
Want to tell your story about that?
Oh, my gosh. So, like, I am the type of person that hates beer. Hates, like, I just, the smell of it.
Me everything. Too. I hate the smell of it. It's disgusting.
So I'm like, okay. My mom's like, well, what do you want to drink for your 21st? So I'm like, tequila. And so she got, like, tequila. She got some Fireball. I'm not a big fan of Fireball. She got some Crown Royal.
Yeah.
And she made margaritas and stuff. Well, mostly me, because my dad only took a couple shots. We almost drank the entire bottle of tequila, plus Kinky. Yeah. And we drank the whole bottle of Kinky.
Yeah.
My sister's a lightweight, so she got drunk immediately, got sick. And then I didn't get drunk till, like, past midnight.
Charlene has a really high tolerance. Really. Do you think it's went down since, like, then?
No.
No? She has, like, a super high. Like, she could drink a whole bottle of alcohol and, like, still be kind of fine.
Yeah.
It's crazy. I've seen it in person.
We would drink with your mom and stuff in the summer, and we would drink, like, a whole bottle of Smirnoff.
Yeah.
And by the end, when I would step outside is when I would feel it.
Yeah, but she's crazy. Like, I've seen it. She could take a lot, which is weird. Because, like, she just drinks it and nothing happens. It's just, like, she stays talking and that's it.
It's like when you drink, like, a half a bottle is when. A little bit more, like, 75% of a bottle.
That's crazy. But, yeah, I'm not, like, that too. I'm not, like, a hard liquor. I don't think I would be a hard liquor person. I'm a hard liquor type
of person.
I think I'm more of, like, a casual one, like, margaritas. Or I think maybe even, like, White Claws and stuff like that.
When we go to Albuquerque, you have to try Jayden's mom.
Or mimosas and stuff like that.
When we get engaged, I want to have a mimosa. That's, like, my thing. I've never had a mimosa. So I'm like, when we get engaged, I want to go and I want to have a mimosa.
Yeah.
But Jayden's mom's, she has a boyfriend and he makes these good drinks. Mm. Like, really good. You have to try them. You can't even taste the alcohol in them.
Yeah. Pretty good.
They're pretty good. I like it. Every time he comes over, he, like, makes me one.
Yeah.
And I like him a lot. But, like, I just don't get drunk off of him.
Mm.
Like, my mom gave me a bottle of tequila for my birthday, and every weekend, I'm like, I need a shot.
Yeah.
But then I'm like, oh, fuck, we don't have lime or salt.
But it's weird talking about, like, alcohol at my age when, like, I watch Santi and them.
Yeah.
And they did drinking videos on before they turned 21.
Shut up.
Which I don't know if that's, like, they hide it. Like, they don't say their age or anything. But, like, they just, all of them just turned 21 now, so now they could drink and stuff and talk about it.
Yeah.
And they're always doing, like, drunk episodes and drunk podcasts and stuff like that, or drunk videos in general.
Yeah.
But it's crazy because if you go back, they're doing, like, 20 shots for my 20th birthday, and now one of them just did 21 shots for my 21st.
Then they get messed up.
Yeah. They black out and stuff like that. But it's crazy, like, to think that, I mean, it's not crazy to think that people younger than 21 drink, but it's crazy that they, like, do it on camera where they're not of age, where, like, they can kind of get, like, their channel deleted and stuff like that.
Yeah. I don't think I've ever blacked out when I'm drinking.
I wonder what that feels like. Is it kind of like when I feel like it's just like when I got my wisdom teeth taken out.
Oh, maybe.
Where you're on the gas and you just, like, time just, like, there's no thought of time. It just, like, kind of goes by and you don't really remember it.
When you turn 20, I bet you when you turn 21, we're going to have, like, we're going to do it fun. We're going to do it in the safe way. You don't have to worry.
Yeah.
We're not going to be out until.
I feel like I would be so stressed being out on somewhere getting, like, drinking.
Well, have, like, a small party here. It'll be us. It'll be fun. And, like, we'll get you the drinks that you want to drink.
Yeah. No, out in public, I would drink, like, casually. But here, yeah. I would drink, like, just to drunk, maybe.
I mean, because even when we went out to drink for my cousin's wedding for her bridal shower, I didn't feel nothing.
Yeah. But yeah, my age is around your age.
Yeah.
How do we go to alcohol from there?
I don't know.
But
I'm just excited for you to turn 21. I'm ready. I want to take you out. I want you to I want you to drink with me so we can get drunk together.
Yeah, I'm excited. And I know, like, I don't even know if I'm allowed to say this, but, like, I know technically I could right now, but it's not good to say it loud.
People do it all the time.
I know. Should I keep that in?
Yeah.
Okay, we'll keep that in.
Yeah, people do it all the time.
Whoever, Spotify or whatever runs this.
You could go to Canada. You could be, like, 15 you can go to Mexico.
And drink alcohol. I heard that in Mexico and stuff like that, you can drink beer at the age of like 16 or something, but you can't like buy and drink the hard alcohol like tequila till like 18 or 21.
I've heard that before.
Or like even in Canada, you could drink beer at 18, but even in
the UK,
back in the older days, I think back in those states, like in the US, in certain states where you could drink beer at 18 and buy it, but you couldn't buy tequila and vodka and stuff.
Oh, no, 20. You know where that was from? That was from Heath's mom.
Yeah, that's where I'm remembering it from.
Yeah, but once you're 21, you better start drinking because you gotta go to Mardi Gras.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Yeah.
But I've heard it gets like crazy over there.
My freshman year, I had this English teacher that was like obsessed with Mardi Gras. So like around Mardi Gras time, she made us like make the masks and everything.
Yeah, that would be fun. It's in New Orleans?
New Orleans.
That sounds fun. That'd be super fun. Is it close to Mississippi? Maybe we can even go to like a Ole Miss game.
Yeah, that'd be pretty cool.
I've been wanting to go to an Ole Miss baseball game for so long.
I know he's been wanting to forever.
That's my favorite college team. Don't know why. I found him on YouTube one day where they make like kind of like documentaries of their baseball and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And I got obsessed. And ever since then, I've been hooked on their team.
The Blind Side, he heard Ole Miss and he's like, ooh.
No, I actually watched the documentaries and stuff before I've seen The Blind Side.
Really?
Yeah. So I was hooked on the baseball team. And for years, it's probably been like 7-8 years. They've been my favorite college team.
How'd you find Buster Posey?
I don't know. I think I was just like...
You don't know Buster Posey is Jane's favorite catcher for...
He's retired, but he was like one of the best catchers of all time.
Recently retired.
For baseball. And I think one day, like in Little League, I used to catch. So I would search like best catchers or catching MLB catching highlights and stuff like that.
Yeah.
And his would always come up and I'm like, Buster Posey, that sounds like a cool name. And then someone made a documentary about how he got trucked on... at home plate and he broke his whole leg or tore it or something like that. And so he was out for years, or I think it was years, maybe like two. And after that, I got like hooked because he was like one of the top catchers. Yeah. And that was like his one after maybe his rookie year, after his rookie years that he got hurt. So he didn't even get to like enjoy the time that when he first got into MLB.
When I got Jaden, when Jaden was graduating, I got him tickets to see the Giants versus the Rockies.
Yeah.
And we were behind, like, home plate. So we were really close.
Yeah.
And, but it was really expensive. We didn't end up going.
Yeah. Back then, we didn't have money or anything. No. So, like, we
had $500.
Yeah. To go for, like, what, a weekend?
It was for a night. And the hotels were ridiculous.
The hotels in Colorado are crazy expensive. Even, like, the two-star hotels. Remember, we were looking at them. Yeah. We're like, it's just one night. We could do it. And it was like in a bad part. Like you look it up, you look at the reviews and everybody's like, oh, all these sketchy people walking around and I wasn't safe there. And you could hear people yelling and screaming.
Or like, they're like, they don't change their linen. I'm ooh.
And I'm like, fuck.
I had just had a bad experience with my mom. Cause my mom's like, she's having eye surgery. She's like, we're going to go the night before. Cause she had an appointment the night before. And then surgery the next day. She's like, we'll get a room. Well, she found this room because like, guys, we were poor AF. Mm-hmm. So she's like, oh, I found this room. It's really cheap. It's like $75. And I was like, oh, okay, great. Yeah, we'll do it. So we go. And there was like blood. There was like shit on the wall.
She sent me pictures and I was like, oh, that's disgusting.
Yeah, and then there was like hair on the freaking sheets and stuff. And I was like, mom, like, can we ask him for like another room?
Yeah.
So we asked for another room, and there was, like, shit everywhere. There was, like, blood again. There was, like, cum, like, literally cum on the freaking chairs.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, can we please just get the hell out of here, this crack hotel? So we left. We came back home, and
that was
we went the next day. But I felt so bad for my mom because she just, like, wanted to, like, stay up there so she's not stressing and everything. Yeah. But she had to sleep on clean sheets.
Yeah. But yeah, Colorado is crazy. Like, their hotels are so expensive. Like, bad quality hotels are like as much as our nicer hotels in Albuquerque.
Yeah.
Remember we're comparing him and I'm like, fuck, like we should just go to like on a little thing to Albuquerque.
So we did. Yeah. It was a lot of fun.
But that was super fun. Yeah. I forgot about that. We made up that kind of thing after that.
Yeah.
That was fun. I remember that.
So what we spent in Albuquerque for an entire weekend is what we would have spent one night.
But that's a memory I'll remember till we're old as shit, that vacation.
It was so much fun. I loved it.
Mm-hmm. But yeah, one day we'll go to a baseball game. But I've heard college sports are a lot funner to watch because there's like actual competition.
Yeah, because like everybody's trying to get
when you go to the MLB, you're already there. Like there's nothing to like shoot for, really. Yeah. There's no bigger step you got to work towards.
Yeah.
In college, everybody's like working towards getting to that higher level. So there's a lot of more competition. That's why I love watching the games and stuff like that.
Yeah.
I'm obsessed.
He's obsessed.
But we got to go to Isotopes game.
Oh yeah, this year for sure.
Isotopes are, if you don't know, they're the minor league team for here in New Mexico.
Yeah,
we've been there a couple times. It's super fun.
Well, I've only been there once.
I've been there my whole childhood. They used to take us with school all the time. I never went like by myself. We would go with school.
Yeah, I only went that one summer that we went to Albuquerque.
And did you like it?
Yeah, it was really nice.
I liked it.
My mom went with us. It was like my cousin was like, "Oh, Sheen, you want to go?" And I was like, "Yeah." But my mom was like, "Mom, like, do you want to go with us?" And Jaden, so we all got tickets and we all went, but we had to sit separately, so it kind of sucked. But it was pretty fun.
Yeah, they're fun. We need to go again, especially like now this summer. We should make time to go
for sure.
I lost track of what we were talking about again. But did you want to do one Reddit?
Yeah, we'll do one Reddit.
Okay, we'll do one because I had some really good ones, and I have two, but I just want to do one. Okay. I don't know.
What?
Okay, we'll do both of them because one's short and one's long.
Okay.
Okay, these ones are crazy.
Okay.
This one says, "Girlfriend says we can't have sex anymore unless I let her peg me. Girlfriend and I had a huge fight when I accidentally ignored her boundaries. I apologized and convinced her not to break up, but now she says she would only have sex with me if I let her peg me, and if I don't like it, I can leave. I don't want to break up with her, but I can't bring myself to do this. Can someone please help me figure out how to talk to her?" That's weird as fuck because Charlene's always joking with me too. We don't have to mention
that. We don't have to mention things.
But she's always joking about it. And it makes me, even the thought of it, it makes me feel so weird. But what do you think about that?
All I think about is how Courtney, how Scott.
What kind of fight would they be having where they're like, "Oh yeah, I'll only have sex with you if I peg you." What do you think the fight was about?
Okay, if you're young, please don't listen to this. So imagine they were in the deed, right?
Yeah.
So they're doing the deed. Bam, slips out and slaps in her butt. That's a freaking. That's a invasion of space.
Yeah.
So she has every right to peg him.
But to like get to like break up. I don't think it was just that. But how does that even come to a conclusion? There has to be some backstory to that where, like, she tried
it. I wish she would add more backstory.
I don't know. Yeah, that's too short to even come up with anything. But to even bring that up in the conversation doesn't sound right.
Well, I think about his Courtney and Scott when Scott was like, "Oh," he was like, "I just want to try the back door." And she's like, "Okay, we could try it if you let me do it to you first." And she bought, like, a strap on and chased him around the house with it.
I couldn't even imagine. That sounds so uncomfortable as a guy. So,
well, for a girl too.
But the weird thing is a guy's thing, like that girls have, is in their butt, which
their
is
G-spot?
Weird. Yeah, I don't know if you could say that. That's why I said their thing, but that's so weird. I don't know. Maybe it's meant to be.
Maybe.
My advice to you, dude. Maybe just try it.
Would you try?
No, I wouldn't try. I'm not speaking for myself.
Well, I don't know, because I was watching Grey's Anatomy, and, like, this one guy had, like, a shampoo bottle stuck up there.
I've heard a lot of people. Have you seen that video, One Guy, One Glass? And
he stuck a glass up there?
No, oh, my gosh. I need to show you it. And we can't show it on YouTube because it's crazy.
Yeah.
He sets up a mason jar. You can use your imagination. He sets up a mason jar, and I'm not going to say it too graphic, and he's naked.
Okay.
And he stretches his butthole and he goes down and he puts it inside of him and it happened to break while it was inside his thing. And there's blood, like he was leaking blood out of there. And it just snapped. Like, I don't know. It's crazy. I'd have to show you it. I don't know, but he was bleeding a lot.
Well, the one from Grey's, I don't know if it was a shampoo bottle, but I think it was a hairspray bottle. And they kept telling him, like, sir, please tell us what it was.
Yeah.
So that way we could help you. He didn't tell them. He said a shampoo bottle. Mm. It was a freaking hairspray. So when they're doing surgery, trying to remove it, it goes off and, like, explodes.
Yeah. Aren't the things on Grey's based on real yeah. things? So that probably, have you ever watched that show, Sex Sent Me to the ER?
Yeah.
I don't remember anything with the butt happening there, but I guarantee there was probably some.
Oh, probably.
I remember this one where this girl couldn't stop.
Orgasm?
Yeah. I feel so weird saying those words because I don't know, like, I feel weird. I feel
the big,
like,
O.
It doesn't feel right saying it, but
it's normal. It's part of life.
But, like, our demographic are older people that know the words and stuff like that. So, yeah, obviously.
They probably don't know what pegging is.
There's even, like, sex podcasts where they're like, oh.
Oh, yeah. Have you ever listened to Beneath the Sheets?
Stuff like that. Oh, yeah. Just like that. Where, yeah, the one we talk shit about. But, but yeah, I shouldn't feel weird talking about it. But, yeah, she couldn't stop orgasming. And it was weird. Because it was like a dramatization. And it's like, she kept like.
And that was actually on Grace, too.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah, so it's probably based on real life.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I say.
Sex Sent Me to the ER is one hell of a show.
I say if she's giving you that, like, giving you the ultimatum to you either get pegged or you break up, I mean, you shouldn't be with somebody that's going to give you that kind of ultimatum anyway.
Yeah.
If
you don't want to get pegged, you shouldn't have to get pegged. If you want to get pegged, then
exactly.
Do it.
Like, if you're thinking about it, try it. But if you're not, then I say just, like, leave her if she's giving you that kind of thing.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, but I want to read this one. And maybe you can give your insight on this. Boyfriend is angry that I masturbate. I told my boyfriend how I masturbated recently and he got upset and told me that I don't need him anymore and that he doesn't like that I masturbate because it means to him that he can't pleasure me. I told him how to me masturbating and sex are completely different activities, not replaceable by the other. He disagrees even though that's how I feel. He told me he never masturbates because sex feels better with me, so why would he resort to something that doesn't feel as good? I feel super bad because I don't think he is willing to understand this, and I think to continue in this relationship, I will have to hide that I masturbate, because he simply doesn't get it. I never want to hide anything from him, but I don't want to give up masturbating because it genuinely helps my mental health. What do you think I could do or tell him to get him on my side? To get him to understand my side.
What do you think? What are your thoughts?
I don't know. If she's using it for her mental health, like, I think, like, masturbating helps with stuff like that. Then I think she's doing it for good.
Stress reliever.
Yeah.
Well, on Grey's, go back to Grey's. They, like, this one girl preached about it. She's like, it's normal. It's natural. A day keeps the doctor away.
Yeah.
I'm just kidding. She didn't say that. But, I mean, it's normal. It's, like, it's natural.
It's, like, scientifically proven that it's, like, beneficial to people.
Yeah.
But there's, like, even, like.
There's an extent where people take it way too far. Yeah,
where you can become, like, it becomes a problem.
Yeah.
But not even related to this. There's, like, this thing. It's been going around for years. And it's, like, oh, guys shouldn't masturbate because it ruins their testosterone. And they become less manly and they start getting girlish and stuff like that.
Really?
Yeah. And, like, it's like people take it serious. It's really? Like for real, like people say that, like, oh, you should go, like, on, it's called semen retention.
Okay.
And they're like, you shouldn't do it because it ruins, like, your primal instinct. Kind of like how the guy is in you, Carrie's husband.
Yeah.
It's kind of like guys like that speaking on it. Okay. It's like semen, you only should come if you're having sex. That's the only time, because that's the natural way to do it, and it helps your confidence and it boosts your testosterone and makes you feel more manly and stuff like that, which maybe it does, but I think scientifically it says that, like, it helps you. So I don't know whether, like, I don't know what's going on, I don't know which one's true, but it's a crazy thing that I've seen.
I don't think it does that to you. I know the only time you shouldn't masturbate is, like, if for a guy, if you're trying to, like, donate sperm.
Yeah.
I mean, you bring your sperm count down, so, like, don't do that. If you're trying to have a baby, don't masturbate at all either.
Mm.
But I think it's
she's
pretty healthy and
okay
normal.
To do it.
Yeah.
And I think it is normal for, like, your significant other to get bothered by it and stuff like that. Which it's normal for it to happen, because some people look at it as, like, disrespectful.
Yeah.
And some people don't don't look at it as like that. So it kind of depends on the person.
It does depend on the person.
But if she's going to hide it, I mean, hide it if it helps you. If it's helping you in the long run, just keep hiding it, yeah. I guess.
I mean, but, like she said, it's totally separate from her sex life.
If she's willing, like, to have sex and do it, then, like, it's not doing nothing to
like
the guy.
Like we said, there's, like, some people, there's this movie. Oh, my God, this movie was so, I watched it when I was a kid, Lifetime. Lifetime takes me back. But he, like, got addicted to, like, porn. Like, and that's all he would do. And, like, that instance, like, not healthy then.
Yeah, I've seen like, real-life stories, even, like, on Reddit, where these, like, people are addicted to porn, where, like, they just watch it to watch it. They don't do it to just, like, they don't do it to do anything.
Yeah.
It's, like, they get so addicted to it, and then, like, it could ruin your real-life sex life, because you expect the sex, like, it is in the porn to be, like, but, real-life, like, when it's not like that.
Like, listen to Shannon Rose. It's completely fake.
Yeah, that's a perfect example. If you guys want to check out Shannon Rose, she has, like,
I love Shannon Rose.
Book, and she has millions of YouTube videos about it.
Yeah, she does. She has a lot. And she also has a Patreon about it.
She was in the porn industry, and she talks about how, like, real shit is, and it's not as glamorous as it actually seems.
Yeah. It's so crazy. I think, you know what, it's natural, do it.
Yeah.
You know, you're not over there ruining other people's lives or anything. It's your life. Do what you want to do. If it helps you, then do it. It's natural. But what's the other one? But your boyfriend should understand too. Like, yeah. I appreciate.
I mean, if you talk to him and say that it helps you mentally and relieve stress and all that stuff, he should be able to understand if he's open to it.
Yeah.
And if not, just keep hiding it, I guess.
Yeah.
I don't know. I know it's not right, but
it's not right to hide it, but.
If it's helping
for your mental health.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Simple answer.
Yep.
Well, thank you guys for listening to this week's podcast. We switched up the angles. Right now we have an angle on me and we have an angle on her. Want to point out the angle? Switching it up because I know last time we mentioned that we wanted to bring back like where we're looking at each other and we actually like have a conversation instead of like looking at the room and stuff like that. I like talking. It feels like we connect a lot more and have more conversations. Yeah. So, and
Baby, hold on. I forgot to show my purse.
Oh, yeah.
I got a brand new purse. I was
laughing again. You guys were here when she got her first purse. Yeah. And I was laughing so hard that time when she bring it out because it's so funny. Seeing her, like a little kid wanting to show her toys, but it's her purse. And she did it the first time here.
This so is she my spoiled new herself. Michael Kors. I copied my big sister because as little sisters do. Oh my God. We copy our big sisters.
If you're listening, check it out on YouTube. It's beautiful.
I love it. I love it so much. I love it so much. That's all I have to
say. It's really good quality.
Very good.
But yeah, she spoiled herself and I'm proud of her for that because she's not really good at doing that kind of stuff.
I would spoil other people.
Yeah, she likes to spoil other people rather than spending money on herself.
Yeah.
But yeah, thank you guys for listening. On all social medias, I've been actually updating and putting stuff on our social medias and uploaded. I caught up on our YouTube, so all our videos are up to date other than what you're listening to now. And yeah, just check us out. Keep us in the loop. You guys have been giving us a lot of love despite us our lack of putting stuff in, and we really truly appreciate it.
Yeah.
But we will see you next week and have a good day or night since we're recording at night.
Yep. Bye.
Bye, guys.